Yes, it is Thursday, May 26th, Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio. A very good morning to you if you're just tuning in. It is Indigenous Round, Round 12 in the NRL. Starts tonight, Melbourne up against Manly at Amy Park. Melbourne staring down the barrel at three straight losses. How often do we get to say that? Very rarely. Manly, they prepare for life again without Tom Trbojevic for the rest of this season. We've got in the studio, fellas. Clarkie, that's a sizable knife you're getting stuck into that apple with. Like, seriously.
Crocodile Dundee style. That's Crocodile Dundee.
I mean, have a go at this. He's brought in the biggest blade he's ever seen, attacking an apple.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Mm. He's going to put his headset on now. That's a big knife.
Well, it's either this or a butter knife. And I can't cut an apple. And now here we go. The listeners are going to be like, oh, what a big head. You've got to use a knife to eat an apple. What an idiot. Where's the narc when I need him? I like to use a knife to cut my apple.
Bought in a cleaver.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get...
it's a big knife. It is a big knife.
Well, I'll get an expert's opinion as we walk him in, Steve Blocker Roach. Now, Block, what do you make of that knife?
That's not a knife. Yeah, it's good. Well, that is that's a fair blade. It'd be dangerous if I had my hands on it. Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you, Block?
Come
morning,
on, Blocker. Lift. What's up with you, Blokes, today?
Yesterday I was nowhere. Today, Daly's nowhere.
I needed you today, mate.
We're somewhere now.
I want to talk this morning about sportsmen who are inspirational. Ooh. Royce Simmons.
Yeah.
Walking 300K. Little Elmer Fudd. Isn't that a great nickname? Little Elmer. He said last night, I went to a function last night at Katoomba. I didn't do any walking. Me and the Buttocks Sheridan went up there, and it was great. What an inspiration to walk 300Ks, Little Elmer, as I said. Last night, now our game and sport in general is all about respect. Do you know who was there at Katoomba last night? They flew in from Queensland.
Lewis.
The great Wally Lewis.
Yeah. He's walking today, isn't he?
I think Walter may be walking. He told some great stories last night. I thought he was sensational. Gene Miles, who I think...
unbelievable player, wasn't
he? Oh, mate, Gene Miles was unbelievable. And the Axe, Trevor Gilmeister. But I've got a little story about the Axe. I did a little bit of touring with Kerrod Walters, who was a funny little man, all the little Walters brothers. And he called himself the Tomahawk. And I said, well, what are you calling yourself the Tomahawk for? And he said, oh, I'm only half an axe. But it was very inspirational last night. A great crowd. I thought we're going to, I think it was Katoomba RSL Club, if I'm correct. And I was expecting, a few people turning up, being on the walk and all that sort of stuff. But I reckon there was 300 people there. But I got to meet one of my all-time heroes. I couldn't believe I met him. Loz, you might remember this bloke, the great Bill Ashurst.
Know the name.
Bill Ashurst,
English international.
Yeah, 6'5", ball playing, chip over the top. There's a great story about him. He played in the AMCO Cup days for Penrith with Steve-O, Mike Stevenson, who was the hooker for Penrith. And he went to one of the pubs in Penrith the night before an AMCO Cup game, and he said... Because the prize for the man of the match was a colour TV. So he went to the pub and sold the colour TV the night before the game. Went out on the Wednesday night, chip and chase, regather, offload, unbelievable game, gets the man of the match and takes the television and sells it at the pub. So he told him before he even...
He was confident he was going to get the job done. Jeez.
Very confident.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a player, but what a gentleman. I was rapt to meet him, and then I went over to the table me and the great Buttocks were sitting at, and I said, mate, you've got to come and meet this bloke, Billy Ashurst. And he said, mate, I had his footy card when I was a kid. Yeah. So we went over and we had a good chat to him, and mate, what a gentleman.
Yeah, I know a little bit about Billy because of Tim Sheens. Tim Sheens used to speak about him.
That's right.
Quite a bit. Yeah. I never met Bill, but everything that you hear about him. Yeah. Was exactly what you just said.
He
was
a
very good player and obviously was a hero to a lot of people. Speaking of Royce and speaking of inspiration, the little fella, he's got a tough battle ahead of him. But what he's doing, Blocker, and to raise the funds and to raise the awareness for dementia and to be able to continue to keep going day in, day out, it's
amazing. Can you imagine the feeling I would say it'd be right next to him winning the premiership. Mm. Remember, Elmer Fudd hadn't scored for 4 years and he scores two in the grand final. Mate, the rugby league gods were shining on him that day. I reckon the feeling of winning the comp, I never know about that. We lost two in a row. But anyway, walking into that stadium tomorrow night, I reckon it will be. And he said even last night, he's a funny man, Royce. He's got a story for everything. And he said, if you see a little fat roly poly bloke walking around with a bucket, throw 50 in it for the men. He's a funny bloke. But it was a great night. And we drove home and here we are again this morning.
Jeez, you might be tired this morning.
No, mate. No.
Geez, I love your energy Thursday morning.
That's a good song. Beep, beep, energy.
Beep, beep, energy.
How was the potholes between your joint and Katoomba?
Not bad. But now, there's a thing I want to complain about this morning. Was the roadworks that have been going on up the Great Western Highway. They haven't even finished yet. I can't remember ever driving up there in the last 20 years and there hasn't been trucks and roadwork all over. But now, they're just about to finish. Guess what? They're talking about putting a tunnel through.
Yep.
Oh, there'll be a toll as well. Add another toll.
Well, they're saying no toll.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Can we please get something finished first?
What we'll do, we'll do a vote that everyone will have to pay for to work out if we want a toll.
Clarky, I'm glad you brought voting back in.
Oh, mate, seriously.
Seriously. Can someone do something about the paperwork when we go to vote? I had to do three crocodile rolls to get it. What about the poor old ladies there? Did you see? It's 8 foot.
Well, I'm just randomly going to ask each one of you, not who you voted for.
If you know you how
go,
to vote.
You go top of the line, bottom of the line. Top. On top.
But you got to do top and body.
Did you go bottom?
Depends which year.
You got to fill in 12.
Correct. You do have to fill in.
I don't know one person who goes bottom.
Are you bottom or now top?
I'm top because it's the easiest. And as I said, I had to do six crocodile rolls. Can someone please be there at the voting polls to teach us how to fold it properly to put the votes in those? Mate, I said it's overflowing. Get a new bloody plastic bag or something to put them in.
It is hard to stuff it in there, isn't it?
Oh. And you see poor old ladies there. I mean, I felt so sorry for them. They're there for half an hour.
Did you have a democracy sausage?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I had to buy one.
Yeah, of course I did. And while I'm at it, cafes.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Cafes.
I never, ever eat in a cafe for two reasons that have got plastic chairs.
What?
What do you mean, what? Every time I sit on one of those plastic chairs, the back leg folds in. Get some decent chairs.
It sounds like you've had an incident.
I have.
Has there been
I nearly
recent...
broke my spine. And while I'm at it, when I'm eating my breakfast or I go to a cafe and they bring the bill before I'm finished. That annoys me. How do they know?
These days you only get your table for a certain amount of time block, so you've got to get out because other people are coming in.
What if I want something else?
You're not allowed, mate. You're out of time. You're on a timer.
What about he's about to spend?
You're on a timer, mate.
I'm about to hold over some of my hard earned.
You know what you should do, Mike?
What?
I would get a lot of folding in your wallet.
Yes.
And just place your wallet on the table as you see them about to bring the bill out. Because when they see your wallet and it's filled with the folding.
The cash.
They will look and go,
cash
he's got a bit more to spend.
You've brought something up there.
He's got a bit more to spend. I'll let him go. I'll leave him there for a bit longer.
A lot of the...
It's like the food takes 8 hours to come, but the bill takes 8 seconds to come.
I can't mention any names, but a lot of the Balmain identities that used to drink at the Marble Bar. Remember the Marble Bar? You blokes probably wouldn't remember.
Is that the Hilton?
Bottom of the
hill. Oh, yeah. In town. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. I had a few mates that were sort of a little bit left of edge. What? And you know what their go was? They used to.
What is left of edge?
Mate,
different.
Wait, do you hear the story?
Different.
So what they used to do is they used to like be talking to a girl because there'd be a lot of girls there and around there and
surely not.
Yeah, hundreds, and they used to be talking. They'd have the bling and all the gold and the good clobber on,
tight shirts and all that.
And what they used to do is they used to get one of their mates to walk over with like 10 grand in a little clip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And walk over and say, "Oh, mate, I got that money. I, you know, they'd be talking to a girl or something." He'd go, "Oh, mate, no worries, mate. Thanks. I was wondering when you were going to pay that back. By the way, darling, and the girls would be just going, there's a wad of 10 gorillas.
Seriously. Oh, imagine good you that class.
Would you like a drink?
Yeah. What colour diamonds are you?
And the cash, let me guess, all turtles?
Mate.
Monopoly money. Fake money.
Oh, I love
don't
it.
You know what left of edge is?
Oh, my God.
A little bit left of edge.
Left of edge.
The old money clip, that disappeared quickly. Yeah.
You're a money clip man.
Yeah, I had one.
No chance.
Yeah, no, I had the money clip.
I still carry.
Because otherwise, I'd lose my wallet.
Yeah, I don't take a wallet out, but I'm still old school. I like to carry cash.
I'm like you.
I'm cash.
So I take my credit card, but I like cash. Because the other thing about cash that I like, you can see how much you spend.
That's right.
That's
right?
What I like it.
Yeah. But I just carry it in my pocket. So I don't take a wallet. I'll take my cash and a credit card.
Well, here we go. This is where I get frustrated.
If I'm going out, I
get frustrated. You know when they have the machine and they're
going
to tap. I don't want to tap. I want to insert and press. I don't want to tap. I want to insert.
Why don't you want to tap?
Because I want to go savings, not
credit. Yeah, okay. Ah, fair call.
Yeah.
But you know, it makes
no
difference.
People look at me like I'm silly.
As long as you pay your credit, as long as you pay the credit card on time, it makes no difference.
But people do it on their phone now, too. Yeah. They just...
I think
they're the smarties.
I think you're smart.
You know, there's a section on your phone called wallet. You can have your credit card in there.
I thought the wallet was the whole boarding passes.
Yeah, you can like hold that too.
Yeah,
and your so you vaccinations. You can have all
Mr.
of that.
Mr. Smarty over here. You got that block?
My fat fingers can't even.
Whatever you need.
What are you talking about?
Save you carrying your credit card, but I don't use
wallet.
What
if you lose your phone?
I carry my credit card. Yeah, deep trouble.
I reckon you spend more by tapping.
Well, that's exactly my point, Block. I want to know what I'm spending.
Yes.
And you get, like, the 3 cent charge, too.
Yeah, but what about the young people when they look at you, like, no, I don't tap. I would need to push it in. Mm. I don't need to tap my number in.
That's okay.
So I know.
Yeah, what reactions do you get?
Oh, they just stare at you like you're
What about your hand cash over? They stare at me like, mate, you're in the wrong generation.
What about
put those back in your pocket.
What about when you get some money out of the handy bank?
The ATM?
The ATM. Mm. And it's the wrong bank that you're not banking with. Say I'm with St. George and I
charge
I get
you
it
$2.
$2.50.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. And you know
you imagine how many millions they make a week?
Plenty.
Mate, having cash now, people think you're dodgy. It's like making a a phone call in a phone box.
Phone boxes still exist.
I don't know, but people would walk past and that's dodgy. You know. So if you're handing out cash these days, everyone looks at you like what's he been up to? Oh,
we're going to take a quick break and preview Indigenous Round shortly.
Okay.
I suppose we better talk some footy at some stage, fellas. Firstly, though, Indigenous Round. Block, your favourite Indigenous player?
Oh, that's easy. Larry John Corowa. I think playing at Leichhardt, the hill used to light up. Larry used to run in the sun both halves. He wouldn't swap over. So in the second half, he'd come out and run next to the hill anyway. He and Ellie, that's true.
Just wouldn't swap.
No, he'd play when the sun's like shining on him. Larry John. You know what? He and Ellery Hanley are the only two blokes I've ever seen play at Leichhardt. When they got the ball, the whole hill would stand and applaud. I think in 1978, when he went on the Kangaroos, I think Larry scored about 28 tries or something that season, and I reckon 26 of them he was untouched. Mate, he was unbelievable. No one knew how quick he was. Mm. He only ran as quick as he had to. But what a mate, great bloke, one of the champion blokes, Larry John. And mate, I think he's my favourite Indigenous player of all time.
Loz.
Oh, mine is probably easy too. Chicka Ferguson.
Yeah.
Oh, Chicka. Spiders on him.
As Block said there before with Larry, I cannot remember another Canberra Raiders player, including the great and immortal Mal Meninga. When Chicka got the ball, the whole crowd would just rise in anticipation. Or you just feel it. You just feel everyone go, something was about to happen.
Yep.
And invariably it did. And you just watch Chicka play, and there wasn't much of him, but the speed and the footwork, and he was able to duck defenders, and people would try and whack him, and he'd get to the line, quick feet, and then duck in,
under.
It spiders
and come out the other side.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. What a player.
Nightmare to play against.
Oh, mate, I'd never seen him. wouldn't get a glove on him. Wouldn't get a Malmeninga on him. How good was he?
Yeah. I reckon out there for me, the great Steve Renoff.
Pearl.
Pearl. What a genius.
The outball. Yeah. I wasn't a favourite as a quick kid being, you know, obviously hating Queensland, but just every time watching him play, you felt like you just were nervous. Yeah. You were nervous he was going to cut you to pieces. Well,
the other one I love watching, Preston Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, I was such a tiny kid growing up. You see how small he was.
He was unbelievable.
His speed. How quick
and
was
toughness.
He? Yeah.
I know we speak about Tuves being pound for pound the toughest, but Preston wouldn't have been
Preston,
too far behind.
Not far behind him.
Weight for age.
Mate, like, what about the Goanna?
His boy's tiny as well, isn't he? Jaden Campbell.
Good player too.
Hey, let's talk about the most underrated Indigenous player I've ever seen or
Chock.
Ever played with. Just ask him. Mate, I reckon...
Chock for sure. I should have played. Mate, I can't believe Loz got his jersey. Chock's jersey, mate. Unbelievable. No wonder why he did those backflips all over.
Even Blacklock. Nathan Blacklock. Oh, mate, that's still stuck in my memory that day.
I reckon Percy Knight. You remember Percy Knight?
Yes.
He played 5'8". He
played with the Raiders.
Played with the Raiders too, mate. What a player. Unbelievable.
Silky skills, didn't he?
Yeah.
Come up. We saw it on the screen here yesterday. I think it was on Matty John's show. Where Ian Russell of the Steelers
lost. Oh, yes.
I've forgotten it.
He was a good ball player.
Yeah, he was a very good player,
He had a good year. Must have been... When did the Steelers nearly make the grand final?
92.
92.
They lost 4-0 to the Dragons in the prelim.
Did they win the preseason cup that year against the Broncos?
I think they did. I think it was around that time. The great Graham Murray would have been coaching. And but he was a wonderful ball player, but tough too. But he was a bit like Cliffy, just silky hands.
A couple of techs here.
What about Greg Inglis? He might be the most gifted player I've ever seen.
He's unbelievable, isn't he?
Unbelievable.
When you look at Selwyn Cobbo, is Greg Inglis the first thing you think?
Wow. You see that palm the other day? Who did I can't remember.
It was...
Pushed him with one hand.
It was Caelan Ponga, wasn't it?
One hand just shoved in. I thought, that's Inglis.
That's Inglis for sure.
Yeah. And the way he runs.
Remember
as well.
He used to do it like reverse palm? Or so. I don't know how he used to do that. Remember?
Yeah, gee. He'd have the ball in one... body.
Yeah. Weird.
A couple of techs here. Boys, what about Cliffy Lyons, of course. Right. Gordon Tallis, Matt Bowen, favourite Indigenous players, says Swanee from the Riff. The great Arthur Beetson, unbelievable, says the Kaima
how
Bulldog.
How dare I forget Arthur?
We could go on for... Well, this could be a three-hour show.
Let's pick a team.
A couple of other techs here. Morning, boys. Yes, phone boxes still exist, and they're now actually free to make calls. Love the show, especially Thursdays when Blocker comes on, says Laura. Boys, talking of the cash, I used to have mates that would impress the girls by stuffing in a heap of $5 and $10 notes in the middle of a roll and wrap it with a 50 to make it look like a massive bundle of cash.
Nice.
Worked good every stuff. Time, says MD.
Good stuff.
All right, like Melbourne up against Manly tonight, Amy Park. And, of course, no Harry Grant now for the Melbourne Storm.
What's up with Harry?
An adductor. Injury at training there yesterday in the captain's run. Jerome Hughes reportedly will play, though. No turbo for Manly. And Melbourne, $1.27 minus 11.5 at the line with Tab Manly, $3.80 block.
Geez, I hope it's not a long-term injury for Harry, the origin coming up.
Yeah, right.
Mate, what would I know? I am a dead set gibberer because I said last week that I don't think good sides lose two games in a row and the Storm got hammered. So, but Manly, without Tommy Turbo, I mean, what else do you say? As you said, Jerome Hughes is back into the side. He's a clever player. I like watching him play. And you know, Munster at 5'8" down there in Melbourne. I can't see any but a Storm win.
Oh, I think it'll be tight. I really do. I might be stupid.
Manly at the line, then Loz.
I think I'd go Manly at the line. Melbourne very rarely lose two in a row. They very rarely lose three in a row. Wouldn't have happened too many times in the last 10 years. But I don't tip Melbourne with any confidence, only off the back of what they've done the last two weeks. It hasn't been convincing without those players. They welcome back Jerome Hughes, so that's a big tick. I'll stick with them, given the fact that it's at home, but I'd be taking the line, I reckon, Manly in this game.
You got the milestone factor with Kieran Foran as well.
250? 250? I'll tell you what, he needs a big rap too. We talk about little men that can play, you know, long minutes and also play a lot of games. He's been broken at least 10 times.
Yeah.
What a warrior just when to be able to come back, put himself together.
You talk about halves digging into the line.
Oh, yeah.
He dug in the line and wore bruises every time.
You know what we used to call that, Loz?
What's that?
Dancing in the Valley of Death.
Dancing in the Valley of Death.
Taking the ball, little halves.
Jeez, I like that.
Storm.
Storm for me as well. News is next. 3-2 last night. Barcelona beat the A-League All-Stars. Now we've got Steve Blocker-Roach in the studio. We're previewing round 12, Indigenous round. A lot of more nominations for favourite Indigenous players, by the way. Norm from Curry, don't sleep on Ricky Walford when discussing favourite players. Ewan McGrady was outstanding for Canterbury, says The Factor. Another one, a nomination for Ricky Walford and Andrew Walker here as well. Loving them. 0419 767 272 on the text line. Okay, we're moving to what will be an emotional occasion on Friday, early Friday evening. It's the 6 o'clock game, but Willow from Windsor yesterday texted in and said, be there at 5, everyone, going to Penrith Park tomorrow night, or just before 5, because the great Royce Simmons will walk in after walking from his hometown of Goolagong in the Central West. And remember that website if you want to donate as well, roycesbigwalk.com.au. Now, just have a quick look now and see what they're up to donations-wise. $527,611 just on this website, roycesbigwalk.com.au.
What a legend.
Ah, outstanding. And it'll be an emotional night there. And the Panthers are hot favourites, $1.23. They've lost one game all year. The Cowboys flying, $4.20 head-to-head, plus 15.5 at the line. Cruel by a couple of key injuries, particularly Jason Taumalolo and also Kyle Felt here out as well, Block.
Well, that's a big problem for them, isn't it? And playing the Panthers on an emotional night and Luai in great form just before Origin, I can't see anything but a Panthers win. The poor old Cowboys, they've done enormously well this year and surprised the surprise packet of the whole competition. But you mention it, no Taumalolo, no Felt. So they need their full complement of players. Just on the Panthers, I remember doing the footy, you know, years back, and remember the Brisbane Broncos getting off the bus and walking into the football stadium? There was just something about them. I don't know what it was. It wasn't arrogance. It was just like, we are here. And I reckon the Panthers have got that same sort of feel with them now. So I think the Panthers will win this one. How good is it to see out west there at the Panthers stadium? It'll be a full crowd. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, hard to tip against Penrith, even though the Cowboys have surprised a lot of people this year. You know, you've got to be at your best when you go there. And without Taumalolo, I think it'll be a big ask. But, geez, they've got some good young forwards. You know, Reuben Cotter, Jeremiah Nenai, Lukey. So they're building nicely, the Cowboys. But, look, this Penrith side, geez, when their attack gets going, it's hard to stop. Cleary is just leading them around so well. Isaiah Yeo, geez, he's the most improved player.
Yeah.
He's nearly, well, you could argue he's nearly as important as Nathan Cleary to this Penrith side. He's been that, yeah.
You'd nearly argue he's the best player in the comp at the moment.
He just takes so much pressure off all the others, and he just knows when to pass, knows when to carry a forward. Yeah, they got a good back line. I can't see anything but a Penrith victory.
Yeah, Panthers.
Panthers for me. I just want to read this text out quickly. Boarding boys, one of my favourite rugby league memories. A Group 19 under 18 grand final at Bogga Billa, Northern New South Wales. A student of mine was the halfback. Inverell were down at halftime and a gentleman came down and pulled young Stephen aside for a chat. I soon realised it was the great Ewan McGrady giving him some advice. When the lads retook the field, Stephen, who is also Ewan's nephew, lit up the field, showing that McGrady magic. As a teacher of Aboriginal studies, love Indigenous round. Lessons all sorted. Regards, Kath from Inverell, sending that one through. Great stuff. Great
what
little
a player,
story
Ewan
there
McGrady.
About Ewan McGrady.
Block would remember this. I don't know whether you two guys would remember it. It was the Rothmans medal.
That's right. He didn't have a suit.
He didn't. They had to go and get him to turn up. Because he was just staying at home, didn't want the limelight, didn't want it turn up.
Yeah, that's right.
So they had to drive to get him, to bring him to the function to award him
the Rothmans medal.
What a player. Panda. at 93?
Ooh, Loz, now you're testing.
Ooh, they're testing me. Yeah. Yeah, I think about 90. Yeah,
someone out there will know.
Someone will know, yep. But what a player.
Our listeners are our best researchers.
They certainly are, Block.
90, what about 91?
91.
91.
91. There you go.
There you go.
The great Ewan McGrady.
Okay, we go to the Queensland Derby on Friday night. Brisbane up against the Gold Coast Titans. $1.42 the Bronx, $2.90 the Titans. No Adam Reynolds again. Has a fresh hamstring injury. Had a bit of a groin issue last week. And we've got Ezra Mann playing halfback again. He was a late inclusion last week. Did pretty well. David Fifita wasn't named in the 17, could return, though, from a knee injury, and they need him firing. You remember he took the Broncos apart, or I think it was early last year. That was a different Broncos team. They're flying now, though.
Do you reckon he might be in the Origin 17 for Queensland?
What do you reckon,
Lots? That's the big question.
I thought he would have been, but I don't think so now, because there's too much competition, and there's too many young guys that are putting their hand up.
I like the Broncos here. Gee, I've been disappointed. I think the Titans are the most disappointing team in the Premiership, given what they did last year in the semi-finals. They still haven't hit their straps. They're playing some great footy. The Broncos are back. They're the sort of team that you like to watch now. They play good open brand of footy, and I think, you know, a few blokes have got their last chance to impress before a State of Origin selection. So I reckon the Broncos.
Yeah, I like the Broncos. I like what they've done up there this season. You know, and they won last weekend without Adam Reynolds. Young Ezra Marm played really well. Their wingers are playing good football. Cobbo and Oates, they get them, you know, off their try line really well. The back of the field carries are strong. You got centres that get involved. You got the class of, you know, Payne Haas through the middle. Hard-working pack. I can't see the Broncos losing and being at home also.
Bronx.
Bronx for me as well. More nominations. Fellas, what about Thurston? Yeah, he went all right.
Oh,
morning, guys. What about John Simon from the Steelers? Says Reg from Curran's Hill.
Do you know...
Played with Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny Simon's... His father was a bloke named Dallas Simon, right? Played for Port Kembla. He was a lock forward. Mm. I'd never seen, when I was a young kid, watching the Illawarra League and all that, I'd never seen a better front-on defender in my life.
Well, Johnny was a great defender for a halfback.
His father was unbelievable. Mm. Dallas.
Yeah, right.
Dallas Simons. Yeah.
And Johnny, like Ricky Stewart, had the best kicking game. But John Simon, he could kick a ball a long way.
Mm.
Longer than...
Played a bit of Origin,
yeah,
too.
Well, Johnny Simon,
he played Origin in, it would have been 92, I think. Mm. And Ricky was out injured. And that's when I appreciated what Johnny did. With the boot, I didn't realise he could kick the ball a mile. And defensively, mate, just hit him under the ribs. So he obviously inherited that off
from his
old
dad.
Man.
Mm. Dallas Simons.
Plenty of noms for Owen Craigie here as well. The Milkman at Yass and the Owl. But we go to Saturday, 3 o'clock at Redcliffe. The Warriors $1.74. Newcastle $2.10. Tight market here. Skinny line of 1.5. Knights the plus. Oh, gee, I tell you what, this is a coin flip game.
I like their back row, the Newcastle Knights, when you play against a side like the Warriors. And, you know, they're a couple of weeks back now, Fitzgibbon and Barnett and those sort of guys, Frizzell, one last chance to try and get his way back into that New South Wales side. I think he's at long odds, but I like him as a player. Back on the inside, he's a powerful runner. They're in disarray at the moment, the Warriors. I can't see him winning. I think the Newcastle Knights... Just a little bit too much class for him. Jake Clifford back last week. Gee, for a bloke who'd been out for a while, just come back in and just, it was seamless. He played so well at halfback. So I think the Newcastle Knights.
Just, I can't believe the Warriors are favourites.
That's how I look at this game. Coin flip game, I'm going the Knights.
I'm going the Knights
outsiders.
Every day of the week. No, adding Fanua Blake, yeah. You know, a bit of drama around Lodge. I like the look of the forward pack for Newcastle. I think Clifford coming in will take a bit of pressure off Milford. I thought he had some nice touches last weekend. Caelan Ponga, game before Origin, ready to explode. Yeah, I'm over Newcastle.
Adam Fanua Blake too, out for the season, is that right?
Oh, out for several weeks at least. I haven't seen the season report.
I heard the report that he might be out for the season.
Yeah, it's a foot injury.
It's a big, massive loss.
Yeah.
Knights.
Knights for me as well. Souths $1.47. The Tigers $2.70. Seven and a half. Your line here, Tigers the plus. And it was 23-22, wasn't it, when they met, I think it was round seven block. The Tigers got to win that on that occasion. They play well against the Bunnies, or
yeah, they
have
do.
In the last couple of years.
Well, it goes right back to 1908 when they kicked off and didn't invite the Tigers to the game. You remember that? I think it was 1908 anyway. We've never forgotten about it. I'm going to go to the Tigers. I saw the Rabbitohs play last week in Dub Vegas. They were ordinary through the middle. I know they lost Junior Totola, the first tackle. Papa took the ball up and just hit him with the edge of the shoulder, and that was it for him for the day. So I thought that they were really meek and mild through the middle. And I reckon the Tigers are playing good enough football to do an upset. A lot of people would be thinking about that. The Rabbitohs still missing, you know, a couple of their best players, and that really hurts when that happens. So I'm going to go for the upset. I'm going to go for the Tigers.
Oh, this will be tight again. I think the Tigers are playing better football, but I'm going to take them on trust, the Rabbitohs, and the trust will be that they can rediscover some form of last year and not turn over as much possession. That's all I'm basing it on. What about Kalaia Matangi? You think he'll make the New South Wales side block?
No, I don't think he's done enough,
yep.
In my opinion. I reckon they might bring him in. They might bring him in and be the bloke that...
20th
player. Yeah, you know, they have a few. But I think what I heard was both teams are going to go with 22 players.
22.
So
he'll be a part of that.
He'll
crew.
Be the part of the 22.
Tigers...
Yes, Clarkie. Well done, sir. I want to tip him.
No, you don't.
I want to tip him, but I just don't think
Souths
might turn up this week.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with Souths. I want the Tigers to win, though. There you go.
Hey, what about Campbell Graham, just quickly, on the South side? Do you reckon he'll make the origin or be a part of the 22?
Might be a part of the 22. I don't think he'll make the side.
Just about the game of the round, I reckon, on Saturday night, fellas. The Sharks and the Roosters at Shark Park. Will Kennedy's back from suspension. And the Sharks here, the slight favourites, $1.77 with Tab, -1.5 at the line. The Roosters, $2.05, beaten pretty comprehensively, you'd have to say, by the Panthers last week. They're not the only team, that's for sure. And the Sharkies got back to some form. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think Nico Hines back in the side. He's the linchpin for those guys. And you know, Wade Graham back a couple of weeks. Just on Joseph Suwali, what did you see the hit on kick out? The kid's not 19 yet, and he came in off the wing and he just hit the biggest bloke. Yeah. He smoked him. Imagine how good this bloke's going to be.
Yeah,
and if you're a scout and you're looking at players, you know, it's all good looking at all that flash stuff and blokes, you know, jumping high and running 60 metres to score tries and all that. The thing I look for is how they defend. And that kid... You watch how good he's going to be in the next 10 years. He's going to be a superstar. Big man, great high in the air. Mm. Now we can see he can defend. So, you know, watch out for him. He's going to be a great player. As you said, toss of a coin this game. But, you know, Will Kennedy back, as you said. Nico Hines a couple of weeks back. I think the Sharks will win this one. But I don't think there'll be much in it. Roosters are playing a bit better.
I'll go Sharks. I'll go the Sharks. Being at home... Roosters, a little bit inconsistent, but yeah, no, I'll go Sharks. But home ground advantage, I think, would be enormous for them.
Yeah, I like the Sharks as well.
I'm Sharks confident. It's a bet. What about this text?
What, confident.
Loz goes against the Tigers. There's a surprise. W word.
No, that's who's texting in. That's what he's calling
himself. He's calling himself.
Yeah, he calls himself that.
What, the W word?
The W word.
What, Winger?
Well, close.
West
Long. Ends in Kerr, right?
Yeah. Wayne.
Block staying for the hour. We're going to take a quick break. Just some superb more nominations here ahead of Indigenous round for favourite Indigenous players. We've got someone nominating Leo Dinova here. We've got, well, this one, Block, to you. And, of course, now, what's going on with this computer, Clarkie? Look at this.
Yeah, technology.
Can't scroll
Told
down.
You. Pen and paper.
I can't read it because it literally... Here
Pull
we go.
Your diary out and use the pen.
Morning, boys. Got to... Look at that. How am I supposed
it's
to
gone.
Deal with that?
No.
I'll try and get back to it. Anyway, we'll go back to Bill Moore. That's going to kill me. Go back to Bill Moore on Sunday afternoon where the Dogs are $2.45 outsiders, +4.5 at the line. The Dragons are $1.55. Do you want to back the Dragons as favourites with confidence, even though the Dogs are going no good, let's face it? Oh, what do we do here, Block?
Gee, it's horrible, isn't it? It must be horrible turning up the training week in and week out, knowing that you're probably going to get dished up on the weekend, the poor old doggies. New coach last week against the Tigers. Didn't make much difference, did it? They were beaten quite comfortably by the Tigers, especially in that first half. Dragons got too much strike. Suli's been playing some great footy. Lomax, I mention him nearly every week. Ben Hunt will be in that Queensland side somewhere. Too much strike. I think the Dogs are going to suffer another defeat. Yeah, I hate to say it.
He's been good, hasn't he, this year, Ben Hunt? Wow. Just has played some terrific football. He's been a real fine leader for them this year. I agree with your Block with their strike. I think they've got way too much strike for the Doggies. I like the look of their forward pack, the Dragons, and they've got some depth coming off the interchange bench. Oh, being at Belmore probably helps the Dogs. They might, they'll be up. There'll be plenty of emotion surrounding going back there, but I just don't know how they turn it around. Dragons.
No, I reckon Bulldogs are cooked. I'm going Dragons.
Must be hard, eh? Turn up every week.
Halfway through the season, but that's, you can't make the finals.
We've all been there, though, Block, as well, like at certain stages where no matter what you do, things just don't go to plan. That's where I reckon the Bulldogs, again, you can look at 1,000 coaches. You need your leadership. You need your senior players to actually go, right, our goal is to get better every day. Let's take the result out of it. Mm. Our goal is to get better every day. And if you can see that happening, it only takes one or two individuals during the game to pull something out of a hat, that individual brilliance. You win a game, and then you start to get a roll on. But at the moment, it just seems like, and again, you believe what you read. Everything's about the coach, Trent Barrett, new coach, where are the players actually saying, nah, it's nothing to do with the coach. It's us.
We have to
make the change. Yeah. And you make that change at training. That's where you start going, rightio, our whole attitude changes by what we do at training. We train harder. We do extras. No one leave. No one quit. Until like you actually accept you're going to get flogged at training.
Or you have a bonding session on the harbour.
Or you jump on the boat and go loud and proud.
How good are the bonding session on the harbour?
They used to work.
You lit up. As soon as we mentioned the harbour.
Well, they worked, but then if you did it the second week, you were flat.
Have that session when you win a game. Celebrate that win like it's a grand final.
I tell you what, though, it's amazing how many times if you were going through a lean trot.
Good drink.
If you didn't train as much and you just said, right, let's go and have a beer, how much that got you going for the weekend. I don't know why, but it always used to work.
I'm going Bulldogs by one. I'm going to get sucked into the emotional element.
Well, who's going to land the field goal for you?
Matt Burton.
Fair question, though.
That's why he's the host, Block. Got an answer for everything.
Well, are the Dragons that good? Let's face it.
Are they that good, to beat the Bulldogs? Yes. Yes. They are. So's Macquarie Cobra's first grade.
All right, you. Let's go. Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock. Canberra, $2.55. The Eels, $1.52. 5.5 your line. Raiders, the plus. Ooh. Jared Croker, sadly dislocated his shoulder off the scans. Might be out for, who knows for how long, but that's unfortunate news. But the Raiders, all of a sudden, were in froth and bubble a month ago. Here they are on the verge of four in a row.
I'll tell you what, I love the footy they're playing too. You see some of the tries they scored last week in Dubbo. They
were sensational.
Mate, what about him in Broken Field? Savage. As soon as you get a little bit of a sniff, he's gone. He's a good player. Geez, that's a big rap for Fogarty too to come into the side. And I know they bought him in the off-season, but, mate, I got to run into him last week out there in Dubbo and geez, a specimen, isn't he? You've seen him, Lawson?
Yeah, I've coached him in the Indigenous side. He's quite solid.
Yeah, I was.
Lovely kid, too.
I was quite surprised when I saw the build on him and that. So it's a big rap from Ricky Stewart to bring him straight back into the side. So I'm going to go the upset in this game. I know Parramatta are a great side and, they're going along nicely, but I like what I see from the Canberra Raiders and they're playing at home. So I reckon that's a big... That's a big plus for them. I'm going for the upset. I'm going for the Raiders.
Yeah, I like the Raiders too. I think they'll match the Eels physically. And Papali and Joseph Tarpany.
Wow. That's 1-2 punch.
Yeah, that's as good as any front row in the game. I just think they've got plenty of confidence. Won three in a row, being at home. I reckon they'll make it four. I'm going the Green Machine.
They're playing good footy, the Raiders. I want to know what Ricky's done for that, like to turn him around in the second half as well, because that, again, there was enough games there that it would have got into the player's mind.
Yeah.
So whatever he's done, work of a genius. But, absolute guess. Okay. I'm going to go Eels, but, yeah, it's just me just picking.
Parramatta. Yeah. With you as well.
Yeah.
Now, before you go, Block, we've got Tane Edmund coming up in the next half an hour. Waratahs fly half, and you, of course, played with his father,
Chuck.
Steve.
Steve Edmund, what a good player.
And it's their last game at Leichhardt. They've been using Leichhardt while the new Sydney Football Stadium is being built. And apparently you went and spoke to him about what it means to play at Leichhardt before, I think, early in the season, before they played there.
Yeah, I did. I got invited by Darren Coleman to go over there and talk to the team. It was good. I enjoyed it. That different environment. But it was good to see some familiar faces. Well, I know the young fellas of a couple of the Tigers players. James Grant's son plays there too. And great old Chuck Edmund, who was a very, very good player. Stevie, it was good to see him and have a little bit of chat to him about Leichhardt Oval and what it meant to us guys when we used to play there. But the scene of him in tears the other week after a game at Leichhardt, I don't know if you saw the footage and how much it meant to him. And, you know, playing there, your dad, you know, a bit of nostalgia. Your dad had played there a lot of times and you get the opportunity to play. So emotions overtook the young fella. But he's a redhead like his old man and he's a good player. So it was good to see him going well and good to see him playing for the Waratahs.
By the way, we've got one more nomination for favourite Indigenous player, Troy from La Perouse. And there's been a couple that have mentioned this person as well. I reckon Laurie Daly, absolute beast.
Genius. Please.
Steady at best.
I don't like to embarrass him, but one of my all-time favourite players, but all-time favourite teammates. Lovely man. Anyway, I bid you good evening and goodbye. I'm gonna go home now and learn.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do the rest of the day? Well, you go back to bed or what?
No. Oh, of course.
You on the tools?
No. I beg your pardon.
Are you on the tools?
I beg your pardon.
What are you doing now?
I'm going home
Where
to learn going? How to fold
Why don't you come over?
Paper.
Why don't you come over for lunch today?
What, six heads? Yeah, well, what happened to that lunch?
I thought we're doing a team lunch.
When's the six heads on?
Will's organising.
If we don't get off air, we're not going to get anything.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.